Everybody say. Okay, so a couple of things. First, I want to thank Rav Moshe Dechter and Yossi Silverman for being beside there the Masiba, the beautiful Masiba. I think the next, we always have the big Shir event, Shabbat Zohar, save the date. When is it? What? We usually have a Shir Shabbaton. You're welcome as well. We have like a Suda Friday night in my house, and then we have a Shal Shudas here. We have to see if are they going to use for Kalina 9. Are they going to have a Shal Shudas that week? Yeah, we'll have to see. Well, okay, we'll see. So what is it? March?
February
23rd. February 23rd. That's early. February 23rd is Shabbat Zohar. That's a Friday. February 23rd is Shabbat Zohar. What? But that's a shame. You know, the guys are here for Shabbat. It's always welcome to come. You know, we don't have to wait till Hanukkah or Purim. There's always an invitation to the Shabbos table on the regular Shabbos, if we're here. This Shabbos is going to be away, but in general, we're usually here for Shabbosim. So please avail yourselves. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we're finishing up now Gimel Yedaled, and then we'll do Chumash, and then Sunday we don't have Shir, and Monday Bez Hashem, we shall do Chazara. And then Thursday morning, we should have, because I have to speak to JLIC, I think, in the afternoon. Okay, so we said we're going to look at the Chasam Sofer, that on page 11, packet Yud Dalid, page 11, that we discussed the Pirus Ol HaSodim in Me'achama, so it's no good. But if it's Lenoso, it's okay. And we said, Necham is no good. But we had the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that if the Sukkah is self-sufficient on its own right, then even if Necham is okay. Right? In other words, if the Sukkah is still some room in Mechamasa, right, the fame, then you could even put. So then. Mivnei Chamasa is no good only in a case where the sukkah, because of the sun, would become Kamsa Meruba, right? And then the sheet is causing it to become Tzilsa, then it's a problem. And the other Rishonim learned no, that if it's just Mivnei Hachama, it's a problem, even if the sukkah will not disintegrate. So the Chasam Sofer on page 12. Quotes the Tshuva of the Node of Yehuda on the fourth line there, and Shel al halacha the mikveh shekavo bo nesorim the masmeris kido shelo yachzu meim of mishir. Say you have a mikveh that you have wooden planks and you knock them in. They say knock them into the wall with nails, so they shouldn't. So the water shouldn't escape. So the question is that proper? Because basically, what's keeping your mikvah kosher is the fact that these wooden planks that are nailed into the wall with metal nails. That are stopping the water from coming out and being a proper mikveh. So the Node of Yehuda says it's not a problem. because right now the mikveh is kosher, and the nestarim are just there to maintain it for the future, that it shouldn't. So that's not called mahave the mikveh bedover hamikabel tumah. So he says that, but that's pei reish mem. I'm not sure who that is. Peek peek al zed mishitas rabbeinu tam bepirish al asadi in the muki v'saki k'shera. As mitzvah shalsin only has sukkos yabesh. He has will knows up here. Tzilach apostle. In other words, rabbeinu tam says that if the sukkah will eventually dry up and disintegrate, so then. And you're putting the sod in so it shouldn't dry up, even though right now it's okay. It's also al shema osid, apple pecan, it's puzzle. The only time, you see, the Rabbeinu Tam is a chumra and a kula. It's a kula that if your sukkah is mamma self sufficient and it's not going to dry up even with the sun, then you could even parish the sod in. But if it's, but if it'll dry up eventually, and you're stopping it from drying up, say, for 3 hours from now, so it's possible even now with the sudden. Because the sudden is maintaining the sukkah, even though right now it's okay. But it's al-shem osid, it's stopping it to get too hot. And that will cause everything to dry up and fall down. So the question is, how could the node view to say, you look, if it's okay now, then it's okay now. You don't say, the mikveh is being held by the nails. We're mekabel tumah, but right now it's okay. It's going to withhold. There's going to be a problem in the future. So he says that the peirish mem. I don't know who that's referring to. Pikpek al zeh mishitas rabbeinu tam. The pierce of Assad in the Muki Besuka Kshera, and Shemisyar Shasin Ole Eschach Liz Yabish. Or Lynchor, Yaz, Thompson Rubim Tzilosim, Lemno Ze Pierce of Assad in. But feel like a post of Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Sachi Vidova Makabatoma, Apple Pisha Eno Elamonea, Shalot Tifso, Hare the Loka Gom Menoz Yuda. So he says that Rabbeinu Tam seems to be going against the Noz Yuda. But he says, Omer Ani, says the Chasam Sofer, Dover Godol did bear a note of Yehuda. Usvar Nachon of Yishar Hiladina. Chila Godol Yeish Ben Ahuid the Rabbeinu Tam Lahid the note of Yehuda. Doesn't Pirus Allah Sadin Lo Baslin the Mamid has Chach with Dover Mekabel Tumah the Dover Mekabel Mamid came into Kosher Malavachi. Eino El Monea Usvar Sadin Lo Yehuda. El Shu Posol Mitam Chach Posol Shoya Sadin Atzmo Rui Le Chach and the Lasos Sel Al Rosho El Shu Chach Posol Nimta Adam Yoshev. Sell sodin, like if a sodin ain't no tzorach, does it hofel to botel lagabi schach kosher kvisha ainahu. In other words, he's saying that the pshat in the sodin is the sodin schach posel. So if the sodin is irrelevant, so we view it as if it doesn't exist. But if we need it, then we view it as this, and therefore it's posel midin schach posel. But not midin that it's a mamid, so to speak. And the other view is talking about a different thing, whether it's considered mambid the water of the mikveh. Okay, name came to mind. Kishir and a storm boil hot seal mipsul ezer mahavim bedover tomei. So he doesn't think that it's that the two cases are parallel. And that's what the Sefer Beis David is saying, that according to the Chasam Sofer, when it's Mamid, Hinei Chasam Sofer, 2 lines to the bottom, page 15, Moshein Psuha Mamid, Elim Ken Aschach Munech Alav, Elim Rach Moneo, So Melauf, Eim Zem Yishu Mamid. In other words, if the Schach is lying on something, on the metal beams, so that's Mamid, because if the metal beams won't be there, the bamboo will fall down. But if right now, like your case, that it's on wooden beams, but you're just afraid that in the future something is going to happen, that's not called mamid. Because, like the Noda Behuda says, anything for the future is not a problem. You look how it is now. Just like by the mikveh. But right now the mikveh is fine. You're just precautionary for the future. That's not called mahava the mikveh, so maybe that's not called mamid. But he says, if the chutim apsulim l'sichuch olam midrabanan, then you could tie them on the schach, because you're allowed to use a psul drabanan to be mamet. So that's the what the Beis Dovid is calling based on the Chasam Sofer. Yeah. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Hirsch was asking me at the beginning of the year. What about that Gemara in Beis Amar Aleph? Amar Leibai Lemata also Mechitzah Shal Barzel Sicha Kal Galbam Achanavi Lohavi Sukkah.
Right. So
you could say simply that our Mamid is only one day in the Gemara. There are 2 days in the Gemara. So who says Abai held that? Not there. The two days of the Gemara. Sichech mita al kirei mita. One person Tanis says ksheir, one Tanis says psula. And then the Gemara has 2 days of Amoraim. What's the sheet of posel? Is it because she'ein lakeva or she'ein mido v'davar mekabel tumah? And then there's a whole question in the Rishonim, which day we pass the line. So. Right, so who says Abai has to, so Mistam Abai didn't? Yeah, we didn't subscribe to that Shita. So that would be the Pashat Teretz.
So, right,
yeah.
So it says that even though both the Shodin and the, both the Shodin and the Anapamid of the Shah are
no, well, he's saying like this, that in other words, he's saying if something is preventing something for the future, that's only for the future, that's okay, because right now it's fine. But he's saying, so what's pshat in the case in the Gemara of the Sodin?
Yeah.
He said the Sodin is not alts the future. The Sodin is that since alts the future, it's going to do something. So then, right now, it's schach posel because it's over the whole sukkah. So the Sodin is the only question. But if you don't really need the Sodin, then we can make believe the Sodin doesn't exist. But since it might be helpful in the future, so therefore it's meaningful now. And therefore, it's not just a mamid, it's schach posel, because it's going over the whole sukkah. But this is similar to what we discussed yesterday in the Betzel HaChochma, that Holzman, that there was most places when they're asking me the shailas about tying down the schach, Veruach Metzuya would be fine. So Veruach Metzuya would be fine, then it's not a problem. And Baruch She'enu Metzuya is not fine. So in Echanami, when it's Baruch She'enu Metzuya, then no talk can be a problem of Mamid, if you hold Mamid as a problem. That was what the Betzel HaChochma said. Okay, so that's the Sugi of Mamid. There's an article here from the Sefer Kol Torah, you can look on it, that discusses these ideas. But that's the basic idea. That, but you see how to get to the Isser of Mamid, you have to assume that, like Rabbi Yehuda, and then you have to assume like you know, the shita that it's maybe the Bala Makabal Tuma, which not everyone assumes. We saw the Bala Mor, right? Had a whole discussion of how we paskin and yeah, so right, so the CRC's thing was not out. Right, that was the trial of Mami Daraisa, because it's holding the whole thing together. But then the Imre Yosha, like Rav Tzinner points out, says maybe that's right, if you're just putting different things together. But Rabbi Benish Ginsburg said to me the other day on the phone, he says the main thing we still have to figure out is whether Nimrod is right or wrong. That's what he said to me. This is what I heard from you, from Rabbi Benish Ginsburg of Yishalayim Yerkodesh, sometimes in Silver Spring, when Dr. Is there. But I'm still working on this problem. That still is the. Nimrod wanted to say that the question is something is like, in other words, these Home Depot schach that they hold together by metal. So Rabbi First claims that they're okay because since they're made to put in the karka, so even though the metal is mamid the whole thing, not the mamid, but in the rice, I'll call holy karka mamid, that if you have a hole in a kli and you put a metal in a kli cheris and then you have a piece of metal to plug up the hole, so there's a sheet that holds its tone to feel as kalim because so the whole discussion about if you hold the sticks are held together by the metal, maybe that's also called Ole Chacha Maimid. One second. Well, you had to hear the shiur from before, but he wants to say that it's omed to be mechuber lekarka, because that's what it's made as a partition. So Nimrod Saul Shlita asks, what's the din if something is Nasis l'shamish as hakarka, but then you never use it for the karka? Would it be mekabel tumah? Assuming that it could be mekabel tumah, what do we say? It was made l'shamish as hakarka, so it's not mekabel tumah. What do we say? No, it was made l'shamish as hakarka, but then he ended up not using it l'shamish as hakarka. So then maybe it is. And if you assume that if it's held by metal, that makes the whole thing kilo it's metal, so then maybe it's makabel tumah. And then that's the nakud that I'm still looking into. But that's exactly what Rabbi Benish Ginsburg said to me on the phone the other day. That it all boils down to Nimrod's question, right or wrong. That's what it all boils down to. Yeah, by Shkiva, right. Yeah. Okay, everyone, so that's the... So I think we got done what I wanted to get done. Packet Tezvav will be when we come back on... What day is that? January 21st or something? That's a Monday? What is that? 22nd. Tuesday? Monday or Tuesday?
Monday.
Monday. Yeah, we never start on a Sunday. What? No, Sunday's not the right thing. Okay, so we did a lot of good sugyas here this month, you know, and there's still more to do. So we should start Chazara. I have the Chazara questions already, so Bez Hashem, give that out on Monday. Because our questions are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You should do. We have that, the YU Chanukah Masiv is 11 o'clock Monday. But that shouldn't interfere with Shir, which is regular time. And then Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay, we'll take a little break and then we'll start. And again, I'd like to thank everyone for participating in the Masiva. And again, special thanks to Jesse and Moshe for arranging, a lot of time goes into all the details and the things. first the date to figure out which date it should be. The food was on time, right? So we thank everyone for coming and Baruch Hashem. So save the date for Shabbat Zachar. For Shabbat Zachar, we have a Shir meal together Friday night in my apartment. Usually, you're welcome to come with your wife as well. And then we have Shalosh Shudas together. No, usually it's here in this room. That Shalosh Shudas, you know how it started with. I'll tell you. Let me tell you a very little history. You'll appreciate the history. You see, I used to take my shir to the Bronx, to the shul called the Hope of Israel, right across the street from Yankee Stadium. And we used to have Prav Purim there. We were at Rothberg and Lane, then we had a whole thing there. But then, when Purim comes on the Motzei Shabbos, it's hard to get there. So Rabbi Block invited us to come to the Bridge Shul. And we started going to the Bridge Shul. But then the ritual was leaving its location. The idea of the ritual was all started by the late Chazan Leon Kahn. He was the one whose idea is that we should come to the ritual. So then, once the ritual wasn't an option anymore, unfortunately Chazan Kahn was nifter suddenly on the Shabbos HaGadol a couple of years ago. His almana works for Rabbi Chalap here, and so then we started having it here, and then we would have our own Kriyas and Megillah also here, which probably we'll have anyway. But it would, the Shal Shudas would lead into Kriyas and Megillah when it's on a Motzei Shabbos. Last year and the year before that.
No. 4 or 5 years now.
But I'm saying the land.
15, 16, 18, and 19.
Right, I'm saying, but in the past, I remember in 81, there was a Purim. It was a Friday. No, that was a Friday Purim. But then we had a couple of, Shabbos ones recently. Okay, so whatever it is, it's good. Okay, so.